Mike's son?
My son.
Yep. Okay. It is 9:30 on March 10th, 2020. We're in the public meeting room, Story County Administration Building, and I hereby call the meeting of the Drainage District Trustees, Board of Supervisors meeting as the Drainage District Trustees, to order. We have one agenda item today, and that's to consider approval of a permit for the City of Ames Utilities to cross the Drainage District facilities in Drainage District Grant 5. So, would somebody like to present some information?
So this is a result of several emails between Nathan Willey, who's a City of Ames engineer, and Darren and myself trying to get a copy of an agreement that we use for drainage district crossings, and then getting that agreement signed, and now requesting that the board sign off on it. The trustees, excuse me. We have an email from Kent saying that their plans do meet all relevant specifications and requirements for construction. He's recommending that we sign the agreement. The city signed this agreement and sent it to me on February 18th. I'm sorry, January 24th. We got Kent's answer on the 18th. And that's because I delayed in sending it to Kent for approval. It's not that Kent drug his feet. It's more I drug my feet. And that's why there's that gap from the 24th to the 18th between when the city signed it. But this is something that the city has taken bids on. This came up at the Grant 5 meeting last Tuesday, that Ames opened their bids Wednesday of last week. So we're a little behind on addressing the crossing. This is the crossing. It's a modification of a crossing permit that we used for the back and oil pipeline. We've modified it to meet the requirements of another drainage district tile crossing. I don't recall which district that was. It may have been District 20 with the railroad. So this would be the second time we've used this agreement for a drainage district. Prior to that, we didn't have a formal agreement for district crossings. And by district crossing, I just mean one utility crossing drainage district facilities. But that's where we're at.
Okay. Darren, do you have anything to add?
Not really. I think we kind of got to go by what we know right now. The district could do some improvements, but we don't know.
Yeah.
We got to base it on the
right. And they came up at the meeting last week that there are engineering alternatives if this is in place and we decide to enlarge. There are workarounds, maybe not as nice as what we'd like to see, but they're there.
Yeah. Okay. And the city understands they may need to move.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad Lynn asked that question.
And that came up when we talked to Nathan about that last week.
I asked Ethan, after John Hall made the comment supposedly attributable to the Ames engineer, Tracy Warner, about if we did any modifications, thinking we might approve, like, improvement number one or an extension of the open ditch, that she was going to, quote-unquote, talk to her attorney. Now, I know that is something that was passed on. I did try to call Tracy the next day, and there must have been something wrong with the phones because twice they were transferred me and then it got hung up. So. And I didn't get back to it. So I did ask Ethan, however, to call Mark Lambert, their city attorney. And that was one of the questions what I was hoping that Ethan would have come to answer today, is had he had that discussion with Mark Lambert. I feel good that in the agreement itself, item number 3 here says the permittee shall be fully responsible for any future adjustments of its installations within the established drainage district right of way caused by district construction or maintenance operations. So that's the statement that I'm basing my part of my decision on, if on this permit, is that it's in writing that they understand that we might vote to make changes after they've begun or finished their work. The other question I referred over to Ethan that I haven't heard back is one that came up to me after the meeting last week or 2 weeks ago. And that one was, there was some arguments by John Hall representing the AADC, I guess, and that our landowners who we represent would be on the hook, and they'd have wasted the money that we would have spent for the original repairs if there were then a company came in and had to make adjustments. Well, I knew there was something in the back of my mind, and we were all tired, and it occurred to me that night. And so I did fire off a question to Ethan a few days ago, is that can we at the same time that we are giving permit, that we would give approval to have some company come in and make adjustments to our drainage facilities, would we be able to also recoup from them the original cost for our landowners? And I don't have a question for that, but that would be different. I made a call to Dan Cohane with the AADC, since they're out kind of representing, the Prairie View, and they're marketing it. And I said, Dan, I'm going to be asking my attorney this a question, because if that's the argument, but we can recoup it, and the board would decide to recoup it, because that's a separate thing, whether the decision would be there or not, okay? But obviously, they we would expect them to pay any costs related to our drainage facilities for changes, but also could we get back the money so there wasn't the argument that we had spent landowner money needlessly, if you will, or had spent that. So I don't have an answer for that. Like I said, I haven't heard from those two things. But those are a consideration for me, given the situation with the heavy press and the statements that were made from the meeting 2 weeks ago, that everybody understands what this permit is really about. The other thing that I did to let you guys know in my conversation with Dan Cohane, I just reminded him that the law is pretty specific about what we are doing as trustees. We're not the supervisors. We're not the board of supervisors here. There's no the pressure that might be exhibited or pressed upon us related to, in 2017, I remember I had a comment made to me about reelection. Okay, but that's not what we're doing here. We're trustees, and the law says we're representing those landowners in this drainage district.
Okay, thank you very much. To bring us back, we're not dealing with all of those issues today. We simply have a considering approval for permit, and my understanding has been that if we decided to do something else in Drainage District Grant 5 to do an improvement there, that the city would have to move the sewer. That's my understanding as well. So, from everybody I've talked to.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Is there anything, would you have anything to add, Supervisor Hedden?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then in that case, I would consider a motion to approve the permit for the City of Ames Utilities to cross Drainage District facilities in Drainage District Grant 5.
So moved. I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Not all in favor? Hedens, I'm
aye.
Sorry. Olson?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. Motion approved. Anything else? There's nothing else on the agenda, so we really can't discuss anything else.
Nope.
So I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedens?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. We're adjourned. Thank you very much,
Thanks.
Everybody.
Thanks, Cindy.